I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7 Music to the Core. Fort Worth band The Burning Hotels are a guest today. Their 2007 self-released EP 85 Mirrors won the Fort Worth Weekly's Album of the Year and three of the top 10 songs of the decade. Their debut LP came out just last month. It was mixed by famed producer Mark Needham, who engineered Fleetwood Mac, Bruce Hornsby, Chris Isaak, The Killers, also Blondie in her forthcoming album, and countless others. And The Burning Hotels begin a very busy spring and summer tour, including a show tonight in Denton at the Boiler Room. And they've made time to come by to talk to us and play a few songs. Welcome, guys.
How's it going?
Good. So how'd the band form?
Matt and myself basically had been friends since high school, writing music together, and then formed with our drummer Wyatt and basically just playing no shows as a group, just in Aledo, which is outside of Fort Worth, and basically a barn in an attic, kind of creating, nurturing the songs that we had for about a year and a half, and then played our first couple of shows and then met our bass player Marley, and just a simple thing.
Well, what's the first song going to be?
First song is going to be Austin's Birthday.
Tell somebody that you're in love tonight. Everybody needs everything to be all right tonight.
The Burning Hotels join us live here in the studio at KXT, and that's Austin's Birthday. Very, very nice, guys. We've been playing that song a bunch. So where did you record Novels?
We recorded some of it in Duncanville, the producer, Will Hunt. It was a studio out in Duncanville, and then we recorded some of it in Norman, Oklahoma.
And why Norman?
We have a buddy named Chad Copeland. He's also a co-producer, and he's got a studio out there, Blackwatch Studios. And it was just kind of one of those, why not just give it a shot? And he's got a really, really cool space. And we just tracked drums there, but the drums ended up sounding so warm and cool that I think at first we may have thought we were just going to do some of the scratch stuff there, but ended up just being off the chart.
Yeah.
So now, I was mistaken in my intro, you actually play Saturday up in Denton, is that correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, good. I was corrected on that. So how's your showcase? Is it South by Southwest go?
They went really well. We had about four shows over the 4 days that we were there. Our first showcase was at Jaime's over on Red River, right across from Stubbs. It was a little bit later, which turned out really well because Spoon was performing at midnight. So a lot of the people that were stationed over there ended up coming to see us afterwards. And tiny little room, but we had a really great show and then played about the other 3 day parties on South Congress, away from the downtown area, but there was so many people that it was really, really great.
Do you have a favorite place to play yet?
In Austin or anywhere?
Just anywhere. What's your favorite venue?
It's gone. It's called the Rec Room.
Yeah, Fort Worth. I guess hometown definitely for the Rec Room, but
probably the Moon. I mean, here
out of town, I guess like on the road. Conservatory is kind of like in Oklahoma City is kind of a remembrance of the Rec Room. Yeah. It's kind of got that broken down feel, CBGB meets the Southwest, you know. So definitely two cool venues though.
How about another song?
Sure.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
The Burning Hotels join us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. That's Lovely, Lovely Lady. Is that from your new album?
That's actually from the 85 Mirrors EP that we put out.
Okay.
So it's kind of an older one, but I think when we break it down in our semi-acoustic setting, it's pretty nice.
I notice you play your guitar a little unconventionally.
Yeah, for the people that can't see, I play a right-handed guitar upside down, left-handed. Just the way that I learned, picked up the guitar. My older brother is left-handed, but also plays correct, like a traditional way of a right-hand guitar.
Like me.
Like a normal person.
Like me.
Yeah, so he didn't really feel like teaching me how to play, so I just picked up the guitar and watched him and had to figure it out myself. So,
who are you influenced by?
There's a whole lot. I mean, I think it's very generally, I think we're all kind of a little different on that. I took a big liking to a band called Abandoned Pools. That was big for me. The Stills was a big one for me. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that you're raised with. I mean, like James Taylor, which you really can't tell from me. Chance has a lot of, his dad's like a rock and roll connoisseur, which is actually where I got a lot of my, you know, upbringing.
Up.
Yeah, he was my daddy.
Definitely. Yeah, I think everybody in the band kind of has a different gauge of what they like. I mean, Wider Drummer listens to everything in the under the moon, and I think some of us are a little bit more dialed into certain styles, but cohesively it ends up working out, I guess.
So what's Band Slam?
Band Slam was a film that came out that we were featured in, starring Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical and Lisa Kudrow from Friends. We were cast to play a band in the film by the director Todd Graff, and we played ourselves, performed in the movie. We're on the Hollywood Records soundtrack with the movie as well. It's kind of a weird deal, but it's definitely been helping us along the way. So
great.
Yeah.
You have one more song for us?
Sure.
What's this one called?
A Boy or a Girl.
Time. Oh, I've got a boy that's mine.
wants me. Oh, I'm so fine. No matter how many times I say I'm right, I know he needs me. Oh, how long will I be alive? And how long will I be alive?
Ooh. It's the Burning Hotels, live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. That song, Boy or a Girl. And they play Saturday night at the Boiler Room in Denton, and I think Sunday, right, in Frisco at Lockwood's Irish.
Actually, we're playing Friday, this Friday in Dallas at The Loft.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're playing at Lockwood's in Frisco on Thursday,
yep,
the following Thursday.
Great. All right. Anything else you want to tell everybody before we go?
Just thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming very much.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, man.
For more live information of performances and stuff, be sure to check out the concerts page at kxt.org. I'm Joe Cazera. You're listening to KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.